Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There have been more temporary closures than just these two stores in the Buffalo market. The training store that is being talked about is the store in Cheektowaga at Walden and Anderson. That store was That store was closed on an indefinite basis back in early September to be used as a training facility. And the idea that Starbucks is sharing that is behind this is that workers in Buffalo are very, very understaffed, and they needed to do some very intense hiring to make up the understaffing concerns. Workers in Buffalo at Starbucks locations in Buffalo have expressed, concerns about staffing, but this is not the response that workers at Starbucks had been hoping for. In fact, many of the people who have been trained at this store, we are experiencing as being undertrained. They're showing up in the open stores rather unannounced. A number of times over the last couple of weeks, we've had some of these newly trained baristas showing up at our store without any notification at all, which puts greater stress on the people who are in that store because, not only are they not appropriately trained, they've never been in a open, fully functioning store. And then we need to allocate resources to make sure that they're supported. And we've heard from these baristas as well that they've been frustrated by the situation. So the Cheektowaga store is serving right now as a training facility. We do expect, and Starbucks has told us, that will open back up for regular business sometime in early November. But there have been other stores that have been temporarily closed as well. The Niagara Falls Boulevard store has been closed for some time as it's undergoing a remodel. And the Elmwood store is currently closed right now, and it is also undergoing a remodel. That remodel had been supposedly scheduled for some time, but it's obvious that this remodel has been moved up because of the union organizing campaign. It's impossible to view these kinds of activities or these kinds of responses from Starbucks as nothing other than a tactic to try and disrupt our union organizing campaign.
So just to clarify, you don't think there's any validity to Starbucks saying that this is relatively standard, that this is something that's just temporary, anything like that?
I think that's laughable. I think that's absolutely laughable. We have been told from day one, when Starbucks corporate suddenly showed up in Buffalo, almost immediately after we announced our organizing campaign, that their being here had nothing to do with us organizing a union. It's absolutely laughable. We have not seen this level of presence from anybody in Starbucks corporate ever in the Buffalo market. And now here they are. And we're supposed to believe that it's not correlated to the union activity. I mean, they really can't believe that we're that naive.
Yeah, and just talk in general sense, what stage is the unionizing effort at? Where do you guys stand with that?
Yeah, so right now there are three stores that have filed petitions with the National Labor Relations Board to hold union elections. The Elmwood store is one of them. The airport store in Cheektowaga is another. Different store from the one that had been temporarily, that is temporarily closed. And then as well, the Camp Road store in Hamburg. A hearing has just wrapped up with the National Labor Relations Board to determine when elections can be held. Starbucks wants to argue that this election should be held district-wide, that every store in the Buffalo market should have to participate in the election. Such that, you know, Buffalo Starbucks would be like all or nothing with regard to having a union. But we've never expressed that desire. At this point, we're very happy to unionize individual stores. And there's precedent for this with the NLRB. So we expect to get a result or a ruling, I should say, from this hearing within the next week or two. Hopefully having elections at these stores shortly shortly after that ruling is announced. After that, we're going to continue trying to organize stores. There are more stores than just these three that have interests in forming unions. In fact, there were two stores that had also filed, one of them being the store that has been turned into the training facility in Cheektowaga. Another one of them being the Transit Commons store in East Amherst. And we have withdrawn those two petitions because we were interested in getting this hearing that is wrapped up now underway as quickly as possible. Had we not withdrawn those two petitions, the hearing would have been pushed back another 3 weeks. So the sooner we can get a result from this hearing, the sooner that we can actually have an election.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, whether it be about the locations closing or about the general state of unionization?
Well, I'd just like to take a moment to point out the fact that Starbucks claims that it is one of the more progressive companies in the country, yet at the same time, it stands strongly opposed to our organizing campaign. Starbucks has hired Littler Mendelson, the most effective anti-union law firm in the country. Littler Mendelson was successful in delaying the hearing many, many days as it was. Why does Starbucks claim to be such a progressive organization, yet they don't actually support labor? Labor has been the site of so many social justice victories and progresses throughout the course of our country's history. We want to ask Starbucks, well, if you really are that progressive organization, support our right to organize and stop trying to bust the union.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.